On the recorder. So Boker Tov, good morning. We have a few combination of a few different people on Zoom this morning. But Boker Tov, we're here for a few minutes of Chizuk before coffee talk begins. So in our parasha, we are presented with the mitzvah of tefillin. Okay, the mitzvah of tefillin is one of the ways in which we commemorate and remember Yitziat Mitzrayim. This appears at the end of parashat Bo, and we're told that we're supposed to wear tefillin, because God took us out with a strong hand. So therefore, we wear tefillin to remember the strong hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this appears at the end of Parashat Bo. These are the exact words. Now, this Yad Chazaka, the strong arm, okay, there's an interesting parallel. The strong hand of Hashem, which took us out of Egypt, parallels the strong hand that when men put on tefillin, we have a strong arm, if you will. The tefillin, according to the Netziv, is our armor. It's our clay zayin. But here's the idea that I want to bring out from the Netziv of the Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin. He explains very powerfully that why was there a need for a Yad Chazaka Mitzrayim? The reason it was needed was because the Jewish people did not want to leave Mitzrayim. The Jewish people did not want to separate themselves from the values of Mitzrayim, which they had assimilated and they had internalized. And this was very much against their will. They were not mentally, psychologically, emotionally prepared to leave Mitzrayim. And therefore, a Yad Chazaka was needed to literally to pull them out, to rip them out of Mitzrayim. That's why there was a Yad Chazaka in Mitzrayim, because the Jewish people, they needed to be pulled out with force, like a rocket ship, which needs to break through orbit. Okay, in order to get to space, the rocket ship needs to be fueled with huge amounts of fuel just to break out of the gravitational pull of Earth. And this is the same thing is true with the Jews leaving Mitzrayim via Chazaka. And the message for today, with this we're going to conclude, is that sometimes in life, we need a Yad Chazaka. Sometimes we need to just pull ourselves out with strength out of a situation that we don't want to be in, or we have to pull ourselves out of bed in the morning to just get up and do it and to daven and to learn and do the things that we need to do. Sometimes we just need to extract ourselves. And that's the Yad Chazaka, which Hashem uses in Mitzrayim. And it's also the Yad Chazaka that we sometimes need to bring to bear in our own lives to pull us out of a situation. So the next day you're not sure whether to get out of bed, remember the Yad Chazaka. Remember when you're stuck in an argument with someone and you don't know how to extract yourself? Remember that Yad Chazaka. Pull yourself out. Sometimes we have to overpower other forces around us. We're wishing you all a great day. The Women's Coffee Talk will be starting in just a few minutes at 10 o'clock. So anyone who's staying on for that, have a great day. Kol Tov, everybody.